जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो।
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा
गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्।
शांति मंत्र पेज नंबर 49 ऑन योर बुक 49।
प्लीज रिपीट। ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि,
ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि,
वाक् प्राणश्चक्षु श्रोत्रमथो,
वाक् प्राणश्चक्षु श्रोत्रमथो,
बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि,
बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि,
सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं,
सर्वं
ब्रह्मोपनिषदं, माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यात्, माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम्, मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्,
मा
ब्रह्म निराकरोत्, अनिराकरणमस्तु निराकरणं मे अस्तु, अनिराकरणमस्तु निराकरणं मे अस्तु, तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः, तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः, ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु
ते मयि
सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
First mantra chant.
You want to chant together this Shanti mantra? Okay.
Om aapyayantu mamangani, प्राणश्चक्षु श्रोत्रमतो,
बलम् इन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि,
सर्वं
ब्रह्मोपनिषदं, माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम्, मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्, अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
द फर्स्ट मंत्र पेज 51
केनेषितं पतति प्रेषितं मनः केनेषितं पतति प्रेषितं मनः केन प्राणः प्रथम प्रैति युक्तः केन प्राणः प्रथम प्रैति युक्तः केनेषितां वाचमिमां वदन्ति केनेषितां वाचमिमां वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रं कौ देवो युनक्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रं कौ देवो युनक्ति केनेषितं पतति प्रेषितं मनः केन प्राण प्रथम प्रैति युक्तः केनेषितं वाचमिमां वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रं कौ देवो युनक्ति
सो दिस् केनो उपनिषद् इस् फ्रोम् द सामवेद And it is the ninth chapter of Samved. Before that, there are eight chapters, and we also learned that in first eight chapters is the Karma and Upasana, Karma Kand and Upasana. And why that Karma Kand and Upasana is given in the first eight chapters? For the self-purification. Without self-purification, you can never get the knowledge. So this Upanishad is found in the Brahman part of the Veda. Normally in the Brahman part we find the Karma Kanda only, mantra and how to do those rituals. Mantra and Brahman. So we find this Upanishad in the Brahman portion. In the Mangalacharan, the student specifically wants two things. Clearly he wants only two things. What is that? Sarvam Brahmaupanishadam. Sarvam. I want to know that Brahman which is the subject matter of Upanishad. I want to know that. And further he wants another thing. Upanishad Sudharma. I want the virtues. The virtues which are required for this knowledge. I want this virtues. And what are those virtues? We have seen sadhan chatushtay is required. And for that he wants a healthy body. For knowing this Brahman and for this sadhan chatushtay he wants a healthy body. We also want a healthy body. In the empirical world also people want a healthy body. But for what? For enjoying sense objects. That is the difference. Here the seeker is not asking for the healthy body for enjoyment of the sense object. Suppose my stomach is upset or there is a nausea, indigestion, good food is there, I am not able to eat. So I want healthy body. Why? So that I can enjoy food. That is the purpose. But here that purpose is not there. Here the purpose is that, oh Lord, give me healthy body so that I can understand Brahman, which is the subject matter of Veda. And please sour your grace also. For this sadhan chatushtay values should imbibe in me. Tulsidas says, एगुन साधन ते नहीं होई तुम्हारी कृपाव पाव कोई कोई
এই সাধন, দিস সাধন চতুষ্টয় তুলসীদাস জি সে এই গুণ সাধন তে নহি হই, বাই সাধনা ইউ ক্যানট ডেভেলপ ইট, দেন হাউ উইল ইউ গেট ইট? বাই দ্য গ্রেস অফ দ্য লর্ড, তোমারই কৃপা পাও কই কই, বাই ইউর গ্রেস সাম পিপুল গেট ইট। সো দিস ইজ দ্য প্রেয়ার, and then we have seen om shanti shanti three times, for the sorrows comes from the three places, and we want that these sorrows should not come while the study is going on or while I am not able to get the Brahman. I want to know that Brahman, so till such time I get it, there should not be any obstacle in my sadhana. Very good. Why the name is Keno? Because the first word itself is Kena. In Isavasa Upanishad also we found Isa. In Prashna Upanishad we found there are six prasnas, six questions. So that is why the name is Prashna Upanishad. Katha Upanishad is from the Katha Saka, from the branch, Katha branch of the Veda. So name is the Katha Upanishad. This way the name has been given. But this sadhana, if you have earned in the earlier life, it will continue. As much you have earned in this life, you will get this sadhana benefit, you will get in the succeeding life. Raman Maharshi did no sadhana in this life, but his all sadhana was done earlier. He got the realization in this life. Good. Sansari person, a person of this world, he wants to marry for the progeny. Mera vansh kaise chalega, mera naam kaise chalega, he wants to marry. But a vairagi, he doesn't want to marry, he doesn't want to have any child or a children. Why? He wants to know the truth. His aim is to how to get that truth. Where will I get it? He wants only that truth. It is said in Chandogya Upanishad, tarati sokam atmavit. Tarati sokam atmavit. Very simple. Tarati, crossover. Sokam, sorrow. Who? Atmavit. One who knows the Atman. And we have seen many times in our BMI chart, there are only two things. One is the Atma, another is Anatma. Tarati sokam. If you cross over anatma, who gives us sorrow? Anatma. Anatma gives us sorrow. Tarati sokam. You can cross over sorrow. The moment you become atmavit, that's all. At this point of time, we don't know atma. We have got no knowledge of the atma. We are not atmavit. We are sansarvit. We know anatmavit. We know anatma, what is anatma. But atmavit, we are not atmavit. The moment you become Atmavet, what will happen? You will become Tarati Sokam, no more sorrows. If you are experiencing sorrows, if you are experiencing stress, strain, you are still in sansara. This is the test, litmus test given by Guruji in Yoga Vasishtha. Very simple. How to check whether I am Atmavet or not? Very simple. Are you suffering? Are you experiencing sorrow? Yes, you are still there. So where will I get this knowledge? Then it was said that you have to go to Guru. And how that Guru should be? So it was in Mundaka Upanishad, it is said that he should be Srotriyam and Brahmanishta. Srotriyam means he must have studied all the scriptures and he is able to communicate also. Srotriyam, Brahmanishta and abiding in that way. And Mahatma add one more qualification to that. He must have got his knowledge in Guru Shishya Parampara. It's not his own interpretations. नैसा तर्के न मतिरापनया. दिस नॉलेज कैन नेवर बी यू गेट यू यू विल नेवर गेट इट बाई तर्क बाई लॉजिक. तर्क बाई नैसा तर्के न नेवर यू विल गेट बाई द लॉजिक. वॉट यू हैव टू डू आचार्यवान पुरुषो वेद छांद उपनिषद गो टू द आचार्य हु नोज इट. ओनली आचार्यवान पुरुष कैन टेल यू अबाउट दिस थिंग. नोबडी एल्स कैन टेल यू. आचार दैव विद्या विदिता साधिष्टम प्राप्ति. यू शुड गेट दिस नॉलेज ओनली फ्रॉम द आचार्य. देन व्हाट हैपेंस कश्चित् गुरु ब्रह्मनिष्ठम विधिवत उपेत्य. गो टू द गुरु हु इज ब्रह्मनिष्ठ विधिवत. विधिवत यू हैव टू गो देयर. व्हाट इज द विधि दैट इज गिवन इन द स्क्रिप्चर एंड इन भगवद गीता ऑल्सो. देन व्हाट यू शुड डू प्रत्येक आत्मा विषयाद अन्यत शरणम अपश्यन अभयम नित्यम शिवम अचलम इच्छन प्रपच्छेति कल्पे. देन यू आस्क अबाउट दैट आत्मन. क्वेश्चन शुड बी आस्क अबाउट द आत्मन. इन भगवद गीता ऑल्सो इट इज सेज तद विद्धि प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया. तद विद्धि इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो दैट तद विद्धि प्रणिपातेन गो एंड सरेंडर फर्स्ट. परिप्रश्नेन देन यू आस्क द क्वेश्चन आफ्टर सरेंडर. फर्स्ट यू हैव टू सरेंडर. परिप्रश्नेन सेवया यू हैव टू सर्व इन. Why service is needed? For the tuning of the mind, so that you can understand the Guru, Guru understands you, then only the knowledge will flow, otherwise not. Seva is the important part. Upadeshyanti te jnanam jnaninah tattva darshana. Upadeshyanti te jnanam. The moment you come, they are waiting for such students who will come and ask about the Atman. Upadeshyanti, they will tell you about that. The jnanam, the knowledge of the self. Who? Jnanina tattva darshina. Same thing, brahmanishtha and shrotriya. Same thing is, isn't it? He is jnanina and tattva darshina. They are abiding in that. Jnanina, they know. So this way we have to approach a guru. Then after that, such a student who has seen the shortcomings of the world. What are the shortcomings of the world? Shortcoming of the world is that he has seen the sense objects of the world never will give me full satisfaction. You will never get fulfillment. Never you will get. He has realized this thing. Very few people can realize this also. They think only the sense objects are giving us the sukh, and they are engrossed in that. But kaschit dhira, they come to know that the sense objects have their own shortcomings. They are all temporary. Anything which is temporary can never give me permanent sukh. Temporary thing will give me only temporary sukh. And we all want sukh. And for that temporary sukh also we have to put in a lot of effort. And for this permanent sukh which is available, you don't have to put in any effort. Without effort, you will get it. Sukh will be available 24 hours. Continuously, you will enjoy that sukh. No effort is needed. Sukh of the sense object is jada sukha. And sukh of the atma is chetan sukha. Sukh of the sense object is available at a particular place. Sukh of Atma is available everywhere, wherever you go, whether you are in India or America, that sukh is available. Sabse badi baat hai kuch karna nahi hai. Nothing is to be done. You can be happy. Now that seeker asks the question to Guru. Specific question. And Guru is very happy to listen this question. Om. Om, you know, is the pratik or the symbol of Brahman. Om is the powerhouse, energy house. It gives power to the mantra also. interprets Brahman. Oh, kena, by whom, isitam, willed by whom, patati, falls, presitam, sent or directed by, manaha, mind. This mind, directed by whom, willed by whom, falls to the sense objects. Patati falls down to the sense object. Mana. Directed by whom, willed by whom, this mind falls to the sense object. Kena, again, by whom, prana, prathama, prana, our panch prana, prathama, first, praiti, does proceed to function, yukta, well equipped, the pranas are well equipped, willed by whom, this prana, first prana, start functioning. Kena isitam, vacham idam padanti, isitam means, again, willed, kena, by whom, by whose will, vacham, this speech, badanti, utter words. Who is that force? Who is that energy? Who is that entity behind? By whose will the speech is uttering words? Chakshu srotram kau vedo yunakti. Chakshu, eyes. Srotram, ear. Ka, who, u, indeed. Deva, the authority. Devata, yunakti, directs towards his object. Who is that entity which is controlling, which is directing, by will of which they are functioning? He wants to know that. Now analyze this question now. What is this question? The seeker doesn't want to know about the mind. How mind is functioning, what is the material cause of mind, what is depression, what is other things. He doesn't want to know all these things. He wants to know who is beyond mind. Who is beyond mind? In the same way, prana, he doesn't want to know what is prana, how many types of prana is there, what is pranayam, how to do pranayam, what is difference between pranayam and pranavichana, how the mind and prana are related. No, these questions are not there. He doesn't want to know about this. He wants to know by whose force, by whose will, by whose direction the prana first started functioning. What is that entity? Prana. Then, vachaha. Kene sitam vachimam badanti. He doesn't want to know the functions of vacham. He doesn't want to know if the speech is not correct. Where is the speech therapist? Where should I go? Should I go to the ENT specialist? No, he doesn't want to know all these things. Chakshu, Srotram, same way, he wants to know about the entity behind the Chakshu, behind the eyes and ears. One person went to ophthalmologist, doctor, I am not able to see clearly. Doctor said, sit down, put that, you know the specs, they have got different type of lenses, and say, read. Well, I can't read. Different type of lenses tried. Then he brought all the written things closer, very close. Doctor was surprised. What is this happening? I have tried all lenses. I have brought that screen also closer, but he is not able to read. Then he asked, what happened? Why can't he read? He said, I don't know English.
one place in the high space.
You want some water?
In one place in front of the office of a doctor, I specified, if you are not able to read this board, you have reached the correct place. Come inside. Come inside. I will make arrangements so that you can see. You have reached correct place. But he doesn't want all these things. He wants to know what is the matter which is beyond all these, beyond the mind, beyond the speech, beyond the prana, beyond the eyes, beyond the ears. He wants to know that. Many may think mind is independent. Shankaracharya says different type of questions he is raising. Shankaracharya is raising in his bhashya. If somebody may say the mind is independent, he says if mind is independent, then why you are not able to control it? Why the negative thoughts come? Why when you are sitting on the seat of meditation, the mind goes away, slips away? It's not under your control. So mind is not independent. Then two words are used in kena, isitam, patitam, presitam, manah. Presitam, presitam means directed, isitam means willed. Why two words have been used? In the case of direction, prasitam, direction, like in the film industry, you know, there is a director. He directs. Chalo, shuru karo, dance started, then like, cut, nahi hua, phir se, redo. He is physically present. Here, that entity is not physically present. But by the will of that entity, everything is functioning. That is why two words have been used here. Presitam means directed, isitam means willed. Presitam means director is personally present there. But in this case, it's not personally present. Like in the film industry, the director is personally present with the big hat and all that, stop, lights off, restart, do this way, that way, direct. But here, that entity is not personally present like the director in the film industry. But by the will of that entity, everything is working. That is why two words have been used here. Isitam, isitam and will, just by will, that's all. And the example given by Mahatma is that in the Natak, the Prakaran we have studied, the Natak is there, the dancer is there, everything is ready. The moment Prabhu, the king, enters, all activity starts. He never said start. He never says that. The moment he comes in the court starts functioning. Or in the dance hall, the dance starts. Just by will. Same way, it is the Lord's will. Kena isitam. Then, who is propelling mind? Next question comes, who is propelling the mind? If you say, no, it itself is propelling, no, it's not possible. You can say father, mother, teacher is propelling. We guide our children, do this, do that. Or if I say now, think about the elephant in front of the Madurai temple, he's trying to bless you with his trunk raised. Who controlled my speech? It was my mind. No. And you all heard. In your case, it was your speech which controlled the mind. Just reverse. When I spoke about the elephant, it was my mind which propelled the speech. But in your case, when you were listening, It was the speech which propelled your mind. Is it not so? Who propels mind? This is called anavastha dosh. Anavastha dosh. In my case, it was mind which was propelling the speech. In case of all the listener, it was the speech which was propelling the mind. According to the speech, you started thinking. So who is the propeller? So this is called anavastha dosh. Then next argument can be mind and senses working independently. Mind and senses are working independently. That also is not correct. Why it is not correct? Because all of them are inert. They can't function. This much we know now. That all anatma vastu are inert. So mind is also inert. All senses are also inert. They can't function independently. And in the dead body also we have seen, they don't function. They are all inert. Very good. Then, if you say, no, there is nobody there, then a strange situation will come. Suppose there is no breeze here and the chandelier starts moving. Flower vase falls. The clock starts ticking, tick, 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 tick. You start seeing that, say somebody, I mean the doors and windows are opening. What would you think? These are all inert matters. Immediately you will think some ghost is there. Why is this happening? First when we came to Yamunotri, na, we also thought like that. You see, we were sitting in our room and thought somebody is talking outside on the over the phone, cell phone, it appears. Kya baat hai? Nobody there, we have locked it properly. Out and came out, the sound was clear. Came to the lift, it's coming from inside the lift, door is closed. Straight. Then he said, no, I should open it, push the button.
Both of us.
It was a recorded message going on there. In case of emerging, what we should do? Call this number, this number, this number. Alabba. Very good. Then somebody may say, it is not individually the mind and intellect or the organs of perception are working. They are working collectively. Different type of argument Shankaracharya is giving. Shankaracharya says, even if they are doing collectively, still they are inert. Whether they are doing it independently, they are inert. Even if you say that they are doing it collectively, they are inert. Why they are inert? Why senses and mind are inert? Because they are made of five great elements and all five great elements are inert. Anything made of inert will be always, the product will also, the effect will also inert only. And what is inert thing? Inert means that which does not know itself nor others, like the stone and all that. So these are all inert things. So can we say it is being done collectively? No. It is said that the assembly is always meant for others. Any assemblies, is always for others. Like car is an assembly of so many parts. There is door, there is steering, there is gear, brake. But the door or steering, the car is not meant for door and steering. That car is meant for somebody else, some sentient being. Similarly, this shrine is also assemblage of so many things, like fan, chair, table, doors, windows, everything is there. Who is enjoying? Are they enjoying? Doors and windows are enjoying this? No, not for that. So it is for somebody else. Car is meant for somebody else. Similarly, this building is meant for somebody else. Your house is for you to utilize. Similarly, this assembly is also, this body is also an assembly, and this assembly is sanghatasya parartatva. Sanghat means assembly. Assembly is always meant for others. So this also is an assembly. So for whom is this assembly? Who will utilize? That entity which the seeker is trying to find out. The seeker knows up to this that the Sanghat is for